For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. If you're a longtime listener to the Drug Truth Network, you've heard me request numerous times that drug warriors, that means a police captain or above, any agent of the DEA, CIA, FBI, NSA, or Justice Department, any judge or district attorney who would be willing to come on our show, we'll give them $1,200 cash money. They can give it to a police fund, whatever they want to do. And if you're just Joe or Jolene citizen out there and you believe in the drug war, I ask you to write me a 250-word essay. I'll call you back if your essay is selected. We'll record you and put you over the airwaves of the Drug Truth Network and send you $100 cash. Send it to dean@drugtruth.net. We'll record you, put you on the airwaves, and send you a check for $100. Thus far, we've never had one nibble on either of these offers, and because they are so unwilling to grace our airwaves, each week we produce a report on their behalf using their data, the official government truth with Winston Francis. Because these drug warriors are truly lying cowards.
Let's take a minute to talk about the so-called war on pain relief. Now, in order to effectively relieve chronic pain, doctors must sometimes prescribe dangerous and highly addictive narcotics. The fact that these drugs are needed does not make them any less addictive or any less dangerous. Because of this irrefutable fact, the government has implemented a policy of regulation, overseeing doctors to ensure the safety of their patients. Drug legalization advocates often boast that opioids used under the care of a physician have resulted in zero deaths. What they don't tell you is that number is a direct result of the government's policy of regulation. Without federal standards, doctors could prescribe large amounts of dangerous narcotics unrestrained, and you could kiss that zero opioid deaths number goodbye. The fact is that these drugs are dangerous. Every year, more people overdose on prescription medication than all other illegal drugs combined. The fact is that these federal standards are put in place to protect you, the patient. Drug legalization advocates would have you believe that all federal standards are evil. But come on, these standards are in place to protect you, and the fact is, you need the government's protection. This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
If you ever want to get down and get at the heart of this matter, I urge you to visit our website, which is endprohibition.org. We have about 13 links to the very best in drug reform. It's time you get on board, isn't it? Inprohibition.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.